Hey, it's Rob here. Welcome to Believer Creator Radio, where we're going to take on the world and conquer it one sail at a time. I'm going to teach you the tips, the secrets to have an unfair advantage of your competition, because you're going to create believers. And when you have believers, there is no other competition. Hey, so yeah, I've been talking about how websites are dead, and you know, that's and the idea here is that, you know, you still, I'm not saying you don't need a website, right? I'm just saying these are not a great source for leads. And my question for you, if you don't believe me, how many leads have you gotten from your website? For most businesses, 99% of businesses don't. And that's because if you're not in the top three results in a Google search, the odds of someone clicking on your site is really, really low. And then when they click on it, the odds of them actually taking any kind of action is really, really low. So I thought, you know, I would kind of share with you, I've talked about, you know, the time of my life I called the great debacle when I sold off my $10 million construction company and decided to become a hypnotist. And naively thought that I could go in and just crush it in any business, right? I was that good. Any business I could do, I can do this. I am Superman. But so this was around 2013, 5 years ago, and a lot had changed. And I'll admit, I was an old dog learning new tricks, and I didn't fully understand internet marketing, right? And I knew that I had to have a website, right? Because everybody told me, you have to have a website. And I hired someone professionally to do it. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like the build it and they will come scenario, right? But the thing is, they didn't come, and I didn't understand anything about ranking a website, or as we like to call SEO, search engine optimization. And I had a coach, and he said, well, you have to optimize it. And I'm like, what? So then I started learning how to do that, right? And fortunately, quite ironically, for a local business, right? So like if you were trying to rank at the top of a search for a specific town in a specific industry, most of the time it's not that difficult. Now, there are exceptions. If you are not on the first page of Google for DUI attorney in Chicago, good luck. You will probably never be there if you aren't there right now. That is one of the most hyper-competitive searches in towns in the country. And I don't know why, you know, I don't know exactly why DUI attorneys in Chicago are that competitive, but they are, right? So the thing is, but like for a hypnotist, you know, in this case, it was St. Louis, Missouri, or Maryland Heights, Missouri, is where my office was, a suburb of St. Louis. Wasn't that difficult. But the trick is not that many people do a search for hypnotists. You have to rank for the search attorneys. Like their search was, how do I quit smoking? What's the quickest way to stop smoking? How can I quit smoking without drugs? Right. You know, does Chantix work for stopping smoking? Is there a stop smoking clinic near me? Is there a stop smoking clinic in St. Louis? These are like the questions, you know, these are the searches that people are going in, and it's not hard to find them out. Google will actually, you get a free account at Google, and you can do research on Google through the keyword planner tool, and you can find all this out, and there's other tools out there. So finding the search phrases is not that difficult, and really ranking for it, it takes a little bit of time. In my case, it didn't take that much time because there was a lot of competition, but I was ranking. And I saw the first page of Google. I thought, all right, it's going to start raining now. I am the rainmaker. I'm the man. I am the champion of the internet. This ain't nothing. Nothing old Robbie can't handle. Well, it turns out that ranking just isn't enough, right? It's just not enough, because I got like 1 to 3 people a month off my website, if that. There was other things that I had going on, and I wasn't real good at tracking who came from where, but I think I did get roughly, I could validate that I got at least 1 a month. And I think there were times when I got about 3 a month on my website. And I was just like, perplexed, just totally perplexed. And I didn't know what was going on. And I'm trying to learn all this, and I'm floundering, and I'm burning through cash, and it's just looking dismal. And I'm thinking, man, all I want is just a successful business. I just want to make some money, right? I just want to make enough money that I can cover my overhead. Let's not even worry about profit at this point. I just want to get enough clients that I can cover my overhead. Is that too much? God, why do you curse me? Well, the deal was, is that when they find your website, there's got to be a reason for them to take action, right? I mean, it's pretty simple, right? And I kind of embarrassed to think about that, but I didn't understand that concept, right? There has to be a reason for them to take action. And it gets even more complicated than that, right? Because if your website does not specifically answer the search that they put in. So let's say the search was, is there a, you know, stop smoking clinic near me, right? And then Metro Hypnosis Center comes up on their search. They're like, well, I didn't want a hypnosis center. I wanted a stop smoking clinic. But if it was, you know, stop smoking clinic, Maryland Heights, and that's where they were, and, you know, and they're like, oh, great. This is exactly what I'm looking for, right? So you have to have like millions of pages optimized for millions of different search terms. It's really a convoluted process trying to rank a website for every search term that's out there. And if you generalize your page to try to fit all of those, it ends up fitting none of them. So you really need to focus down to just a few and start optimizing specific pages on your website, yada, yada, yada. But even at that, it's not enough. It's not enough, right? This never ends. Oh, what is this hell you put upon me, internet? Thank you, Al Gore, for inventing this. I wish you never had. It was so much easier when all you had to do was have a big yellow page ad and people come pounding on your doors. Sell something to me. Well, I mean, those days are gone, right? So anyway, once they get there, right, then you have to have something of value for them to take action. Now, it might be something very simple, right? In this case, hey, you want to quit smoking? Schedule an appointment here. Certain amount of people will bite on that. But a lot of people are very hesitant, right? We're super skeptical. And we've been scammed so much on the internet, our skepticism is a new height. So that percentage that would schedule the appointment just keeps dropping dramatically more and more every year. So we had to give them some value. Hey, here's a free 30-day plan to quit smoking, right? So they might give me their email address to get that. And then it's the follow-up where I make the sale, right? I have to send them emails and bring more value, and I'm constantly be touching them. So eventually they say, you know what? I can't do this on my own. Oh, fine. I'm going to schedule an appointment. I'm going to pull out the credit card. I'm going to get a session. I'm going to quit smoking, right? So that is a really hard process. And so I'm learning all these things in and out, and it was just overwhelming. And I'm just failing. I'm floundering all over the place. So so then I start learning about Facebook ads, right? And this becomes the next level. And why this is better than a Google search, paid traffic is better than a random Google search, is because you know exactly why they're clicking on your ad. Because your ad says, click here for a stop smoking clinic in Maryland Heights, or click here to get a 30-day stop smoking, you know, plan. So you know exactly what they're clicking on, you know exactly what they're anticipating. And so you set up a, what we call a landing page, but it's basically a website page, if you will, that is tailored to that exact thing they clicked on, right? So now it's much easier to start converting them, right? Because you know exactly why they're there, and you can start giving them the value that they're looking for, right? So anyway, long story short, as I started figuring this out, I'm doing this, but I didn't understand Facebook ads. I didn't understand how to hook them in, how to motivate them, how to, you know, they call it a call to action. I didn't understand how to get them to take action. And so even though I'm figuring this all out, and it's just overwhelming, and I'm like, I can't do this all myself. There's too much for one person to learn to do this. And so I started looking for experts, and I found someone. It's like, oh man, we are experts in Google ads and Facebook ads, and we'll drive traffic and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And so I hired them, and they were, you know, for my budget, they were really expensive. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I think it was about $2,500 a month. And I have to generate a lot of clients to justify the $2,500, because every client was roughly worth about $500 to me if they did multiple sessions. So that means I have to get at least 5 clients off of this to break even. And the thing was, is they drove a lot of traffic, but it didn't convert. And so I told them, I said, this is useless to me. It doesn't convert. And they're like, well, then that means there's something wrong with your website. Duh, I get it. I get it. But it doesn't help me, right? I don't know how to make my website convert. I need the whole package. I need the whole package. And I said, look, I want to end this. I said, oh, no, you are in a six-month contract. That was what you agreed to. So I'm in a paying this for 6 months. I think I got three people over that 6 months. Total cash burn. But I also realized this is why so many of these agencies want long-term contracts, because they know that they may be able to deliver on one piece of it. They may be able to drive traffic, but the odds are I can't convert it, right? But they're like, well, it's not my problem. That's your problem. We just are supposed to drive traffic. Well, in essence, they're right, but it still doesn't do me any good. And if I was a very successful business, that would be okay, because then I could just hire an expert to create a website that converted. You know, I could start putting the plan together. And it's just all overwhelming. And so then, you know, I'm realizing this, and I feel like a total failure. I feel like I totally, you know, screwed up. And then I discover this there are some made templates out there that actually can work pretty good. And I had enough knowledge that I could start putting some of these templates together and I could start driving some traffic. And I started, you know, getting some results, you know, some trickles right here and there. And I'm getting excited as I'm understanding this whole funnel process of funneling people in. And I'm shouting from the mountaintops. I'm telling every business owner, look at the results I'm getting. You know, this is great. They're like, oh, you're making money. Well, no, I'm still losing money, but look at this. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Right. Excuse me. I take a drink of water here. So anyway, as I'm doing this and I'm starting to work with them and I'm starting to show this and I'm starting to build their funnels, and they're actually getting more results, better results than I am. And I realized this is just awesome. This is the game changer for small businesses. And it was like, the light is showing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I finally, the first time in my life, I understood my calling. I knew what I was passionate about. I knew what I wanted to do, right? I knew that I wanted to work with small businesses. I wanted to build funnels. I wanted to improve this skill and just get better and better and better at it. So I think, guys, we're 12 and a half minutes now, way too long. I really want to keep these short, under 10 minutes. So I'm going to shut up now. And the next recording, we'll talk a little bit more about the process and the epiphanies and the techniques to make it all work. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. Go out and create some believers, convert some sales, get that cash going, make some moolah. Carpe diem. See y'all later. This is Rob signing out.